Hello, this is Brian Reynolds, volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. Today we are joined by board member for United Way of Slo County, Hans Poschmann, as well as the CEO of United Way of Slo County, San Luis Obispo County, Rick London. Welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
So glad you're here, and I should self-declare that I, Brian Reynolds, am also on the board of United Way of San Luis Obispo County. So I do have a vested interest in the topic today, and I'm excited about it. United Way, if we asked, gentlemen, if we asked 10 people, counting residents, what is United Way, what it means to them, or describe it, how successful would we be?
More successful today than we would have been, I'd say, half a dozen years ago.
Okay.
So we've been doing quite a shift in our work. We've been around since here in San Luis Obispo County since 1958. We're going into our 60th year. Actually, a little piece of history. The original United Way included areas of northern Santa Barbara County, Lompoc and Santa Maria, for example. And prior to that, United Way was started in 1887 in Denver, Colorado, by a rabbi, two ministers, a priest, and a woman named Frances Wise Bart Jacobs, who was actually the guiding force. And we traditionally were a safety net and really helping people who couldn't help themselves for the most part. And then in the 80s, we started to rethink our work and started getting into what we call a community impact model, and have since that time evolved into champions for structural change.
Was United Way called United Way back in the day, or was it something else?
No, we were. We've been Neighbors Helping Neighbors. That's my favorite one. There's been a few other names.
Community Chest, was that?
Oh, I see. Here locally, we were Neighbors Helping Neighbors.
Okay.
But United Way has been known as the Red Feather Society, Community Chest. Been a number of incarnations, but the essence of it was really Live United, getting a lot of different groups to advance the common good by working together.
Sounds good. Having been on the United Way board now two different times, if I were asked that question, I would say that it is unique in a lot of ways. One is it's countywide, and we have a big, diverse county to serve. Another would be that it focuses on helping people get by and be more productive and work together to improve the quality of life for everyone. It isn't necessarily about the environment or pollution or things like that. It's about people and human service programs and how to make those things function better. Is that fairly accurate, Rick?
I would agree with that. It could be teased out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
When you started to make those comments, though, I did want to add that the money we raise in San Luis Obispo County stays in San Luis Obispo County.
Right.
I think that's important to realize, because we are part of a larger movement. There's about 1,800 United Ways in 41 countries around the world, and we're all focused on education, income, and health. We want youth achieving their potential. We want families financially stable, and we'd like everybody to be healthy.
Hans, what is your background? Tell me a little bit about what you do in your day job.
Sure. I work over at Cal Poly at the Institute for Advanced Technology and Public Policy. We're a public policy think tank founded by former state senator Sam Blakesley. And over there, I work on a project called Digital Democracy, online at digitaldemocracy.org. And we take videos of the California legislature, create full-text transcripts, and bring together all the data points that somebody who wanted to understand what was going on in the legislature would need, and then make it accessible and free online for you, the citizen.
Wow, that's a really exciting thing. People getting involved and governing themselves. It's a pretty cool idea. I could use the word politics, but there are so many connotations, although I have to resist and say politics is merely how we govern ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good or a bad thing, but ideally, in a democracy, it would be a good thing. We would all be really active. What brought you to United Way, I mean, on a personal level?
I like the structural change aspect. I like that we are looking upstream and trying to find ways to solve problems so that people down the road can help themselves. We've got great programs that teach children, and we've switched to a focus a lot more towards youth, and we can help children build the skills that they need to be successful adults. And I think that's a great, you know, way to teach them and help grow our community.
Would it be fair to characterize structural change or upstream as dealing with root causes versus symptoms, Rick?
Yes, exactly, 100%. I actually think of it as thinking more preventatively and acting more responsibly. I add one other concept there, living more compassionately, because it's become quite complex to shift to structural change. We have a lot of behavioral patterns that are crystallized, if not set in stone. At least they think they, it appears that like they're set in stone. And to get people to change their behavior to improve the community and be better at taking care of themselves and people around them is different today than it was, say, in the 50s.
Right. I imagine there are a lot of things that are better, better institutions and institutional response, and with the internet, people being aware of things going on locally and globally, more or less instantaneously, but it also can create other issues like... If all you watch is the news and a lot of the news is bad, you can get discouraged and feel maybe that your efforts aren't that helpful to create a better tomorrow. I do very much cherish the idea and celebrate the idea of going upstream and being proactive, both in terms of your programs and in time, looking out a few years, how we can be at a better place than we are today. But on some level, I'm guessing that's sort of going against the tide. We tend to be, in my opinion, more of a reactive society, treating symptoms and not root causes. Do you have any, Hans, any trepidation about, say, the challenges involved in such an approach, like needing more resources or getting the word out?
Well, I think getting people to understand root causes and going after root causes is difficult. And of course, with any program that's going to try to make society better, it's always a challenge to raise the funds necessary to achieve those goals. But I think the mission is good, the goals are good, and that if people can see the good work we're doing in the community, that they'll come around and understand why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. When I was a bureaucrat for many years working with local government, there was a technique that can be used to convince elected officials to think strategically, and you lay out sort of where we are today and where we want to be down the road. And if those elected officials can see the milestones, they'll understand, or can often will understand, and get committed to taking steps now which otherwise would not be so palatable or so easy, because they have looked at what's going to happen downstream and they can talk about it coherently with their constituents. And so I think that I would just argue that a big part of what United Way needs to do is get people engaged and talk about these issues and become informed and energized, not discouraged. Does that make sense?
Yes, and also get a little more clear about individual challenges versus systemic challenges, because a lot of times we expect people to change within a system that isn't fair, and then other times there is a system fair, but individuals aren't doing their part.
Right.
So that becomes quite challenging. We're focused on reading literacy, financial literacy, and social-emotional literacy. We think you need to be proficient in those basics, and that it's essential to a healthy community. So if you don't love to read, if you don't know how to manage your finances, if you're having mental health challenges, anger, depression, anxiety, there's ways that we can improve ourselves individually and become more productive individual units of any community. And to be able to do that, it really starts young. I like to say Arnold Gaskell had a quote, "Parents can tell but never teach unless they practice what they preach." Hmm. And that really... I think that requires some pondering, because our society's evolved to where we want our children to do as we say, not as we do. In a reality, like most creatures on Earth, the offspring mimic the adults. And so we need to be more conscientious about this in ways that are meaningful to our children. I just became a grandpa, so I'm starting to think about my great great grandchildren, and what's Earth going to be like decades from now.
You know, starting early and working upstream, as we've been discussing, is certainly the hallmark of that would be approaching youth and nurturing them and making sure they have a good set of what we, I guess, call developmental assets. You know, they're cared for and they're respected and so forth. But in the family unit, it would be even more important, because no child exists independent of something about their roots, their caregivers, their families. So I suppose a big part of United Way would be working with families and with the agencies that serve them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, actually, if we think of strengthening community, we now have a 35-member youth board. The president of that youth board sits on our board. These young people, they're all high school students from high schools from Napomo to Paso Robles. They meet twice a month. They're very engaged in the principles that United Way is advocating. We have our community impact fund. We award grants to agencies with a focus of education, income, and health. And we're starting to veer more upstream. We have 211 Slo County, where people who need help can call to connect with agencies. We have volunteerslo.org, where volunteers can connect to agencies. And then we have our core programs, Imagination Library, Money Talks, Compassionate Communication, that underscores our emphasis on education, income, and health. And we do this with a mindset of living united. And it seems we're very challenged these days on multiple levels of society when it comes to living united. I mean, we get very polarized. And even in having common ground with some of our core aspects of life, let alone broad policy, it's become challenging to stay connected with each other and not be so divisive. And that really gets in our way of moving forward and doing what really needs to be done.
We talked about politics a few minutes ago, small p, which is essentially how we govern ourselves in a democracy, a republic. But I'm guessing or proposing that most of the issues and the challenges we have in society today are things that have to be looked at and solved by groups of people, not the lone stranger riding off into the sunset. He or she's not going to save us. It's got to be group efforts, and ideally focused efforts, neighbors working together or people with similar interests working together. And one of the things I've seen is those group efforts can be demonized. For example, if you demonize politics, what you're really saying is to our citizens and our voters, don't get involved. It's hopeless, or, you know, it won't do any good, et cetera. And I reject that 100%. But if you say it often enough, people do get discouraged. That's one reason why, a primary reason why I think groups like United Way are so refreshing. I've been to many youth board meetings just by way of example, and I can't believe that you can get 35 busy teenagers in a room to start with, but then the conversations they have, the energy they have, the perceptive approach they have to each other and to working in their communities is a real boost. It's a lovely thing. I do want to hone in a little bit on the what I consider the core element of United Way, and that is you do accept and transfer with easily and virtually no overhead special requests or designations, I guess the term would be. If a person wants to help out a worthy cause in the community, they can support that, or they can go through United Way and their check will go to that agency as designated. But to me, much more intriguing is the Community Impact Fund, which reflects money that people give to United Way for their deliberation and their disbursal within the county. And to me, since it's a countywide agency, that means the board of directors and the staff, volunteers, youth board, et cetera, can take a look at a custom look, an evolving look at our county and say, this year or for the next 5 years, we need to focus on these kinds of programs or this part of the county. A much more customized approach. I would think it'd be more efficient and effective. And Hans, if you had to say to somebody, how would you explain that Community Impact Fund, which I think makes United Way so unique?
So the Community Impact Fund is great. It's a chunk of money that we have in our budget every year that comes from individuals in the community to United Way, not designated out to other organizations. And we put together a grant committee where we get community volunteers from the community to come in and actually read grants. And they're the people who go out and look through and say, you know, of all these grants that came in from community organizations, we think these are the ones that are most worthy of funding this year. And then they forward those onto the board. So it's a lot of community volunteers getting to make these decisions and then board looking over and say, yeah, we think these are correct. But it's really a community-based process, which is really different and exciting.
One of the things I remember from being a grant reader was the criteria you look at. It isn't just that the organization's been around a while, but do they have a budget? Do they follow their bylaws? Did the grant they prepare have any gaps in it? You know, these kinds of things. And I also remember, as a United Way board member, visiting those same agencies, spending time with CASA or with HICAP. A few weeks ago, I had questions about the changing world of health insurance. I called HICAP for advice. How did I even know to do that? Because I had visited their office years ago, and it stuck with me, one of the recipient agencies for United Way. Pretty gratifying, pretty huge. What would be a technique, let's say, to get the word out? And this is sort of a leading question, because I know that United Way puts on events, and we're going to talk about those in a couple of seconds. But there's a new and very innovative way that United Way is getting the word out in South County. Rick?
Oh, we have a low-power radio station. I assume that's what you're referring
right.
to. That's been in the works for 25 years, to be honest with you, with a group of volunteers in South County. And it's just an emerging station, different from other forms of media or broadcasting, in that very, very low overhead and a very small broadcast area. So it allows the community to be able to hear itself think, in a sense, without advertising, without different kinds of breaks in conversations, for example. And it could be boring. It doesn't have, there's no concern about ratings. People could hear themselves talk. I think it has a way of becoming useful just by the nature of it. I would say that's a up-and-coming process. I just wanted to comment, just to go back to Community Impact Fund, that is, in my mind, the ultimate focus group, because we really get incredible insight from the volunteers. And a lot of the money comes from our workplace giving programs that we've been doing for quite some time. And we're making a greater effort now to bring more individuals into the fold to support the work we're doing. A lot of times, the donations are easily attracted by heart force issues, things that really touch our hearts. And prevention is a little bit more, not quite as a attraction yet. I think it's starting to become more more important and more valued by many more people as we see that government's not able to do the things that they used to be able to do.
Right. This is Brian Reynolds, volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX, public radio for the Central Coast. Today we're discussing United Way of San Luis Obispo County. We're joined by the chair, this year's chair of United Way, which is Hans Poschmann, and also by Rick Linden, their CEO. What would be the key to getting a person to think upstream? Would it be hope, fear, self-interest? What would drive a person or an agency to get more strategic? Any ideas, Hans?
I would hope it's hope in that we have a positive outlook for the society moving forward, that we want the society to become better as we progress, you know, getting skills like reading, financial literacy for children, all those things will help our society advance in a positive direction. So I'm a believer in hope instead of fear.
Right. I think fear is maybe a more certain motivator, but hope is a little squishy. I was reading something on the internet the other day that if you have a bleak outlook on life, you're not only discouraged, but ideas for change, answers to questions and solutions to problems are not really that evident. They're not that compelling. However, if you're optimistic and hopeful, lo and behold, all kinds of ideas for creating a better world tomorrow come up. It's just a matter of maybe of physics, not just human nature, that if you have a bright outlook, good things are more likely to happen, more things you maybe didn't think of before, serendipity, if you will. So that's really exciting. I want to also mention another thing about the county library and how it can be a partner, or public libraries in general. This is a library-sponsored show, and one of the things the library, public library, strives to do is to connect people with information that they need in a timely manner, answers to questions, recipes, simply a good book to read, or a safe place to hang or have a meeting of your group in the library's meeting room. One of the things that as a librarian and library director that really got me excited over the years was how important it is to connect people, not just with themselves and their own needs, but their role in the community, their sense of place as a student or as a parent or as a voter or as a somebody who enjoys and is engaged in things that are unique to our community. And to me, that's one of the big aspects, the positive aspects of the Community Impact Fund. It can be customized, like as you said, Rick, with focus groups and volunteers honing in and sharpening that focus on things that we really need now, today. And that's, I don't know how anybody could argue with that.
Yeah, if I just to, I've been involved with the library, public libraries, for a while. And if you look back at their origin, Carnegie, he selfishly was looking to create a better workforce, a more educated workforce, giving people who normally didn't have access to information greater access to improve their workforce abilities. United Way is in that same modus operandi these days, with you know, a better red electorate, people who know how to manage their money, and the social emotional literacy is key. Right now, we're struggling with in San Luis Obispo County. If you look at the real cost measure that was created by United Ways of California. We did that report a couple years ago. There's going to be a new one coming out next year. Almost 30% of San Luis Obispo County households can't make ends meet, even with earned income tax credit, even with food stamps. So we have challenges. People are working very hard and still finding it difficult to put a roof over their heads and cover transportation. So we have we have a lot of work to do, and it's changing the consciousness and creating awareness about this and getting more individuals really engaged with understanding what some of the challenges are for the future.
You know, anybody who's lived in this county for any length of time knows it is a very diverse place, weather-wise, ethnically, politically, and so forth. And one of the beauties of United Way is that it's able to provide that customized approach, I think, and laser in on things that are of interest. For example, I know on visits I've made with you, Rick, you're helping kids in elementary schools in South County learn to read better and learn how to use computers. And that some of the events I've participated in, including as a Spanish language interpreter, very gratifying to see the parents there. And not just the moms, but also the dads, participating in partnership with United Way and their local school to help their kids learn and progress. And it's a pretty heartwarming thing. just the opposite of being discouraged. It's very encouraging. Now, people can get involved in United Way a variety of ways, such as donating, especially through their payroll deductions and such. But also, and as grant readers, there's events that United Way puts on. And I'm looking right now at one that's happening on December 8th, a Friday. Could we talk about that?
Yeah, our youth board, we've been working with Humankind. They're a fair trade nonprofit retail store on Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo. On September 8th, Friday, from 5:30 to 7:30.
December 8th.
December 8th. They'll be donating 20% of their sales to the United Way Youth Board. They've been doing that for a couple of years. You'll be able to see our youth board out in full force. We do parties with a purpose. There's a, call it succulent and sunsets. We're going to be making little succulent gardens and having nice food at a private resident in Napomo on December 10th. You can find out more about these at UnitedWaySLO.org. That's UnitedWaySLO.org. Or you can call us at 541-1234. For any agencies that might be listening, our Innovation Award is now accepting applications. You can go to the same website, UnitedWaySLO.org. That's a $5,000 grant to an agency that's actually leaning more towards structural change these days. Mm-hmm. I recommend checking that out. And also, just a heartfelt thanks to our donors, to our volunteers, to folks like you and Hans, who are on our board, staff, our workplace giving programs. We wouldn't be able to do any of this without this kind of support. We have volunteers who go into our high schools. We're in about six high schools right now teaching financial literacy through our Money Talks program. We couldn't do that without those volunteers, our committee members. It really takes a village to run a United Way.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
Just say I'm very grateful to everybody who helps us out, and I wish everybody the best for the holidays, too.
Excellent. Hans, one more time, could you give us the website of your institute? People want to learn more about how to be active politically.
Yeah, digitaldemocracy.org.
Digitaldemocracy.org, which is a part of Cal Poly. We need to wrap it up. Final words, guys. If you had to tell somebody one outcome from today, what would it be, just briefly?
I would hope people would remember structural change and thinking upstream on solving problems in the community.
Hans, thank you. Rick?
There, but for the grace of God, go I.
Okay. All right. This has been Brian Reynolds, volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. Today, we were joined by staff and volunteers from United Way of San Luis Obispo County, Hans Postman, who is the chair this fiscal year of United Way, and also Rick London, the CEO. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.